Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Podcast. Just Mike and I just had a giant laugh. Funny story. We had a guy come in here who has a podcast about anxiety. And, you know, I just came in the room and I started talking to Mike about everything that's going on. And this guy, I gave him the whole spiel in about 2 minutes. And he's going to go home and he's going to have an anxiety attack because I'm super intense and super crazy. And Mike is laughing so hard right now. Anyways, we've got a great show for you today. So first things first, like I tell everybody, you need to go to theawakener.ca. Now, I know a lot of you have gone to theawakener.ca before, but you need to go back again. Keep visiting this resource because this resource is putting all the pictures together. So basically what I'm doing is I'm kind of the translator, I should say. There's two imperialistic forces that are battling for control of this world. They have different methods of war and what they're trying to accomplish. And I'm trying to explain to you what each one is up to and what they're doing. The reason why is both of them are not going to tell you the truth. The U.S. complex is not going to tell you what they're really doing. And the communists and the Islamists that are basically embedding the U.S. and trying to kill it from within and trying to do their revolution are also not telling you what's going on. So I'm here, the middleman. So let's get started. If you listen to my show for quite some time, and I know a lot of you have, I've been talking about Iran's nuclear program for a long time. And I know I talk about a lot of the various same things in different podcasts. And the reason why I do that is I don't want to confuse anybody or lead people down a path to where you're listening to all this little information that really is kind of meaningless. So the events are unfolding today are because Iran and North Korea have advanced nuclear weapons far beyond what the media is telling us. And they made huge advancements during Barack Obama's presidency. Now, let's go back to Iran's nuclear program. Now, it was first discovered, this Fordosite, I can't remember how to pronounce that word. It was found in 2002. Now, if it was discovered in 2002, how many years before that, in the 1990s, were they preparing an underground facility to enrich uranium and do their atomic testing and stuff like that? Maybe a decade. And this is why we told you on this podcast that Iran's nuclear program goes all the way back to 1992 with Kazakhstan, the ex-Soviet state, which gifted during the faked Iron Curtain collapse that George Soros and the globalists sold to the Western world, Iran's nuclear program. And they've been covertly assembling a very advanced nuclear program where they can put EMP weapons into space to basically kill the U.S., the electrical grid. Now, this is very complicated, ladies and gentlemen. So they don't arrive with a bunch of aircraft carriers. And we discussed this way back at the beginning, hundreds and hundreds of episodes ago. The U.S. is very different, right? They come around with a bunch of aircraft carriers. They're going to put up, airplanes in the sky. They're going to bomb all the SAM sites and then take control from the skies. The enemy doesn't do things that way. They embed the population that hates you first. Then they do things to dry out or fatigue you out, which means they bring you to war. They drain out your bank account. And then what else do they do? Then they do their revolution. So they cut the power and they seize control. And this is precisely what they have planned. Now, Iran's nuclear program is pretty interesting because, as you know, it is protected, or it was protected, underground. I guess 80 meters underground through concrete. And I speculated that the Israelis probably did not have the technology to do this. So along came the US and they used their huge bunker busters on this site. Now they also hit the ventilation shafts, if you notice, very specific areas. The ventilation shafts were hit because it was the weakest point of the entire complex. So think about it. You have to have a shaft that goes up in air from the outside to bring in air to the facility. That specific area is the weakest location. Now, what do you think is buried in there under this explosion? Well, first things first, you're going to send me a bunch of emails. I know it. And you're going to tell me, wait a second, was this site actually destroyed? I don't believe it was completely destroyed. Absolutely not. I believe that they could excavate it from the inside. They could bring it about, but it's going to basically take a few years to do this, which means that what Trump has done has slowed down Iran's nuclear program enough to basically, I would say that it would be an 5 to 8 year window or of delay unless Iran is able to get to it right away, which they won't be able to. So this is very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, because as I told you, Iran has already put an EMP weapon into space, and inside of that facility lies traces of the U.S. uranium. Wow. Why do you say that? The reason why I'm telling you that is because specifically Obama being an asset and setting up the sale of uranium one and then the transport of the U.S. uranium through Canada with Trudeau and then obviously to European Union and then on to Kazakhstan and Iran and North Korea is that they were trying to procure the substance for years. And as you know, and if you've listened to the show, they failed. So realistically, Iran is in a world of hurt right now. So number one, they have an EMP weapon in space right now that I've detailed on my podcast before. So does North Korea. And they are going to be forced to use this very soon because this war with Israel is not going to stop. Everyone's talking about there's going to be some ceasefire and there's going to be some peace and there's going to be this. I don't believe so whatsoever. Just like I said in Ukraine, Ukraine and Russia are not going to have peace because they're at the point now where they can't really stop. The truth coming out is just going to blow everyone's minds, and there's no point stopping this war. The same goes for obviously Israel and Iran. Israel is still going to be targeting them, trying to assassinate their leadership. And let's be honest, guys. Iran knows that this is not necessarily about them and this war. This is about their side attempting to do what they've tried to do for years, which is manufacture the ability to take out Israel. So I believe that Iran is going to cede this EMP weapon. I don't know when this is going to be. It could be very, very soon. But when the regime goes down, because Israel is going to aim to take out the regime is going to go down much like a suicide bomber will, which means they're going to cede what they I would call this holy war, which means they're going to use this EMP weapon, which leaves Israel vulnerable with no power and no electricity. And this goes all the way, but let's not kid ourselves. Mossad knows this. Trump knows this. They all know this. They're just not telling you the truth. They're not telling you the truth about what is actually really happening. But it's okay, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to cause anybody some anxiety like I did that guy when I showed up today. I don't want people to freak out because there's a good thing in all this. You need to go to the website, theawakener.ca. If you go through all the tabs, you'll understand why Trump came about. What happened? Who's a mole? You know, they obviously control a vast portion of our politicians inside us and they abet us. But don't kid yourself that the U.S. also embeds and controls them as well. So where is all this coming from? Well, if you go to theawakener.ca, you'll know. Go there right now. I'll talk to you later.